The Psychology of Color. I want you to imagine yourself in a room painted a light blue color. Now, imagine yourself in a vibrant red room. Do you think you would feel differently in each of these rooms? If you are like most people, you would feel calmer in the blue room and more energized in the red room. Why is this? Psychological studies have found that different colors can have different effects on mood and behavior. People have a tendency to associate colors with where these colors appear in nature. So, for example, without realizing it, we associate soft shades of blue with the sky and sea. These associations make blue a calming color for most people. Asuka Obata runs a spa in Kyoto, Japan. All the walls of the salon are blue. Obata says, "It is essential that we create a sense of peace and tranquility. The color blue helps us achieve this." Red, however, is associated with fire and blood. So red is also associated with danger and vitality. The color red has even been shown to raise blood pressure. Adrian Vilas of Cordoba, Argentina, painted his office red. He says, "I like being surrounded by a color that gives me energy and inspiration." On the other hand, have you ever wondered why traffic lights and stop signs utilize the color red? To warn of danger, of course. While we all share natural associations with certain colors, the same color may have a very different meaning to people of two different cultures. The colors black and white provide a good example of how people can have different cultural responses to colors. In many cultures, black symbolizes death and mourning, and so black is the traditional color worn to funerals. However, in Asia, it is not black that represents mourning, but white. So in Asia, white is the color people usually wear when they attend funerals. In most other cultures, far from being associated with funerals, white represents purity, innocence, and goodness. For this reason, white is traditionally worn by brides in these cultures. However, in China, since white is the color of mourning, it is important that a bride not wear white. Instead, the traditional color worn by a bride in China is red. In Chinese culture, red represents happiness and good luck, and so Chinese celebrations are full of red. During the Chinese New Year, people prefer wearing red to any other color, and older family members give money in red envelopes to younger members of the family. Clearly, the way we respond to color is a complicated business. You may think you are choosing a red shirt just because you like the color, but the truth is, you are probably responding to it based on what your brain, the environment, and your culture tell you about the color.